I'm sure you're looking at the leaderboard at some point in the race. You knew maybe Cliff was coming. He went to the inside on that restart, and then you guys had a caution right after that. At that point, knowing that Cliff had a really good car and he was right behind you, did that kind of make you back off and not maybe take as many chances on the 91 car?
Not really. I mean, I did see those guys coming up through the field or whatever, but right from the drop of the green flag, we had something going on with the left front. It was vibrating like it was pretty crazy. I was dizzy about 20 laps, and it was vibrating so bad. And end of the race, we finally figured out there was something broken in the left front steering. So we were just kind of hanging on for the last 10 laps. It just seemed to get worse and worse as more laps we ran. So unfortunate situation. We had a good car to start, just unfortunately that had to happen, but still a good run.
It turned into more of a defensive driving towards the end then?
Yeah, for sure. I was hanging on for dear life. I couldn't really concentrate. The thing was vibrating so bad, it was just hard to hit your marks. But
were the cautions and a welcome for you? And like everybody else, it's like an hour-long race tonight.
Yeah, the cautions helped clear the cobwebs from getting vibrated the whole time out there. But it was a long race, but it still turned out all right, I guess.
Not to jinx you or anything, and don't blame me next week if something bad happens. Maybe you think you've got something to run on from this point on.
Yeah, definitely. We seem to be getting a little bit better every week, and I think we got the nose wing thing kind of straightened out here, and we just got to fix that left front deal and just keep working on what we got and keep getting ready for Classic, you know.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your fourth place run tonight?
I got to thank my brother, first and foremost. He works his butt off on this car all the time when he's here, and Denise, Merrill, and Dan Denny for putting me in the car, and all my sponsors, Fitzgibbons Insurance, Sonabella, Labatt Blue Light, Mays Mini Mart, and I got a new one jumped on this week. I haven't got them on the car yet, but Master Pryor's Taekwondo, we'll have them on the car next week. They do some demonstrations out here during the year, so they got interested and wanted to get on the car, and we'll have them on there next week.